Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week. Remember to visit our website at www.revivalministry.co.za, where you can sign up to receive more of these powerful messages.
Have you ever been working on your computer and it got stuck? Every day? Okay, anyone else in the room? You're on the internet and it just hangs. You can't do anything and you're hitting the refresh button and nothing's happening. And in church, my mom and Bernadine, they in the office, and then they'll say, "The internet's broken." And I'll be like, "Have you shut down? Have you started again? Have you refreshed? Just to make sure that everything's working." And I don't know about you, but sometimes we just need to turn it off and turn it back on. We got to refresh in the same way. If you were born in the before the 90s, and you grew up with the first Windows computers that came out, you needed a screensaver on the computer. Because if there wasn't a screensaver, then your Excel spreadsheet would physically be burned into the screen. And you wouldn't be able to refresh all the little blockies. Okay? It would be burned in and it would be stuck there. And so going to God and saying, "God, what is your word for us this year? What is that promise?" God saying, "I need you to be sensitive to my voice and not rely on a word that's going to get you stuck." Because sometimes we want a word, that's the easy way. "God, give it to me." And He gives you a word, and yes, it stirs our faith, but sometimes we get stuck on that word and we're not able to receive a constant supply of wisdom from God and His Spirit. So I was reading in Ephesians 4. You can turn there with me. Let's turn to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 23 and 24. And you'll know these verses so well, but think about it in the context of refresh. It says, "And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude, and put on the new nature created in God's image." I like in the Amplified, it says God-like. "In true righteousness and in true holiness." So he's saying, we have to be constantly renewed in the spirit of our mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Someone say fresh. That means refreshed. God wants us to have a fresh spiritual and mental attitude at all times, in everything. Not pulling anything from the past into the current, but saying, "God, what are you saying?" Reach into that backpack of wisdom you carry, draw it out, and you have a fresh attitude. Even when facing a whole lot of external things, you're drawing from God's wisdom. God says, "I make all things new." And then to double up on that, He gives us a fresh day every day. We're supposed to wake up brand new, refreshed, with a new attitude, a new person constantly. Some of you are going, "I like my old self." But God's saying, "You know all those things you're struggling with? You don't have to struggle with them tomorrow. You only struggle with them because you hold on to them. So be constantly renewed and refreshed." Sometimes we need to say, "Shut down, boot, reboot, wake up. Holy Spirit, what have you got for me today?" Someone say amen. Okay, let's quickly go to Revelation 4. We're going to come back to Ephesians. It says in Revelation 4, Verse 4, there are 24 thrones surrounding the thrones, and seated on these thrones were 24 elders, arrayed in white clothing with crowns of gold upon their heads. And out from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. And in front of the throne, seven blazing torches burned. Okay? And then you go over to verse 9. And it says, and whenever the living creatures offer glory and honor and thanksgiving to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever, the 24 elders fall prostrate before him. In other words, they fall down with their faces to the ground. And they worship him who lives forever and ever. And they throw down their thrones, their crowns before him, crying, worthy are you, Lord, O God, to receive glory and honor and dominion. And I went this week, and I'm sitting before God, and I'm saying, God, I feel stale. I feel stuck. I feel tired. I don't feel refreshed. And this voice came to me, said, refreshment is when you exalt me as God. And so I put on the song that I know just calls out the exalting of God. And all it says is, I exalt you, I exalt you, I exalt you. And this wave of refreshment flooded my heart and flooded my spirit. And here's what's happening with the 24 elders. Every time they go down and they come back and they look up at God, they are refreshed in their awe of who God is. And they worship him, and there's this refreshment that takes place. There's something new that takes, that just, you know, we go to God sometimes and we're looking backwards and we're going, God, I'm struggling with this. I need help with my finances. I need help with, you know, in my family. And Lord, I need help with my boss and my work. And I need help with my children. And we go to God and we've got all these things that we want to say. And we're praying them and we're praying them and we're praying them. And sometimes God's saying, just come and give me glory. Just come and exalt me and see what's going to take place inside of your inner man. Your inner man is refreshed, is renewed. So, Paul writes in Ephesians 2. Now we go back to Ephesians. I took such a long time to page there. Now I've got to page there again. Paul writes in Ephesians. He says, and you, Ephesians 2, and you, he made alive when you were dead, in which at one time you walked habitually. You were following the course and the fashion of this world. You were under the sway of the tendency of the present age. This is the Amplified, so it just expands a little bit. You were obedient to and under the control of the spirit that's still constantly, and he says the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience. Among these, we as well as you once lived and conducted ourselves in the passion of our flesh, governed by our corrupt and sensual nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of the mind. We were then the nature of God's wrath and heirs of indignation, like the rest of mankind. But God, so rich is he in his mercy, because of and in order to satisfy the great and wonderful intense love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead by our own shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. And he gave us the very life of Christ himself. He says it is by grace, which you didn't deserve, that you were saved. And I'm reading him writing this, and I realize He's talking to us as if we've had the same experience that he had. And I go over to Acts 9 and I read the story of Saul's conversion into Paul. And I realize he's describing in Ephesians 2 what he went through. You can read it as and me. Paul writing to the Ephesians saying, I was made alive when I was dead by my own trespasses and sin, in which at one time I was walking. And yes, Paul in Acts 9, and it says, meanwhile, Saul, still drawing his breath hard from threatening and murderous desire against the disciples of the Lord, sent letters to the synagogues of Damascus, asking for authorization that he can put in, that he can arrest anyone who was declaring the name of Jesus. So here he comes. When I was still dead, when I was under the control of a demon spirit that is still at work now amongst the men of disobedience, God came in his grace and he refreshed me. He refreshed me. And I saw in Revelation 4, it says, from the throne room there came peals of light and lightning and flashes. And can you just picture? And Paul is on the road to Damascus, and it says, and suddenly surrounding him was flashes of light. A renewing spirit. Can you see it? And it says, the people around him couldn't see it, but they heard the voice. It said, Paul, or Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Saul says, who are you, Lord? And he says, I'm Jesus, the one of you who you've been persecuting. Now, just we're going to pause there in that story. We're going to go to Ephesians 1. Back to Ephesians 1. Paul writes in Ephesians 1, verse 14, he says, the Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance, the first fruit, the down payment in anticipation of a full redemption, and our acquiring complete possession to the praise of God's glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love, I don't cease to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers. But now he prays for something extra. Because it's one thing to have faith, and it's one thing to have love. If you were full of faith, if you were full of love, if we're full of faith, man, I've got faith, I walk the road of faith. If I walk the road of love, we'll say I'm a pretty good Christian, right? I guess we say yes or no. If I'm filled with faith, if I'm filled with love, yes, Paul's grateful for the church that it is. But he says, I'm praying for something extra. I'm praying for something extra. I'm praying that God will grant you, that the Father will grant you with a spirit of wisdom and revelation. It's one thing to have faith. It's one thing to love. By faith, I say, God, what's your word for this year? And I'm following it and I'm pressing into it. And I can love the people around me. But now, Paul says, I pray that God the Father will give you a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation. Now, to maybe explain this, if you know music and if you can play an instrument, there's a big difference between timing and groove. There are some people that are very good at playing instruments on time, but they ain't got no groove. Okay, Chaylene says, same with dancing. And some people have got groove, but they ain't got no time. Where's one again? It's a bit like dancing, Richard. Here's the thing. We can do everything right in time by faith. We can love people in the right way. But if we're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we ain't got no groove. If we're not sensitive to His feel, we ain't got no life. That's what He's talking about. There's this feel. There's this, I'm feeling His presence. And I've got to have faith. I've got to have the timing right. I've got to have the skill. I've got to have the love. I've got to have things right. But then I've something else. I've got to have the spirit of wisdom and of revelation, so that I'm in relationship with the Father in a moving relationship with Him. And so a lot of the world has, they've, you know, God gives us, He gives us four things in general. There's four things that He gives us in general. If you were to summarize everything in your life, you can summarize it into four things. A, He gives you time. Right? He gave you a body. He gives us resources. And He gives us relationships. And the world, us, the church, we get to work with those four things. And you know what? It's possible to get all of those things in line without having the Holy Spirit. But those things only make sense, their purpose only makes sense when infused with the Holy Spirit. That's why you'll have people do amazing things and start great companies and do big things, but they're lacking in other areas in their lives, and what they're lacking is the Holy Spirit. And so we can work all our lives at things and even apply faith and love to them, but without the Holy Spirit, those things don't make sense. Does that make sense? It's when the Holy Spirit comes that suddenly life makes sense. And the Bible says Jesus is a light that illumines every man. So He shines on us and then our lives make sense. But the response is, wow, I'm receiving a spirit of wisdom and I'm receiving a spirit of revelation. God wants to do something in our hearts that's different, even on a day-to-day basis, with everything that we have in our lives, through a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation. So, let's go back to Paul's story. The angel of the Lord, Jesus comes. Jesus Himself comes. Paul writes, he says, I've met Jesus. I've seen Jesus. And there is a flashing. There is a shaking. There is an audible voice. Anyone, you know, I heard someone preaching the other day saying, there's many times where I've just gone to God and said, God, can't you just come and speak audibly right now? There's an audible voice. There's a change taking place. And Paul gets told that Jesus tells him, go to this place in the city and so-and-so is going to come to you. And there's a man called Ananias. And God goes and speaks to Ananias and says, Ananias, you know that guy Saul, the one that wants to kill all the Christians? I want you to go to him. Anyone of you ever had a word like that? You know that guy who wants to kill everyone? Just go there. Go to him. And at first he's like, God, sorry, but that guy wants to take us and have us chained and captured and killed. So God, that's a tough one. But do you see his response? Like, God, that's not the word you had for me this year. That's not what you promised, me to go pray for people that kill other people or persecuting the Christian. No, Ananias goes. And he walks into the room and he says, brother, I just love that. I love how full of grace this moment is. Ananias left and went into the house. He laid his hand on Saul and he said, brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you along the way by which you came here has sent me that you may recover your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it says, and instantly something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he recovered his sight. Then he arose and he was baptized. And he got baptized because of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that just powerful? I got so much more to share, but I feel like I'm going to leave it for another sermon. I just felt, if you feel like you need another touch of the Holy Spirit, you need a refreshing, different outlook on life. You need to see with wisdom and with revelation. You want what happened to Paul to happen to you. If we can get some music, please. I want to ask if you don't want to stand where you are right now. You know, I went to God this morning, just sitting in His presence. And I said, God, we've got this word. And you've given this word. It's a word of blessing that says, may we be renewed and changed. And may we receive the Holy Spirit poured out in a whole new way. And I said, God, I don't know how to share that powerfully. I don't know how to carry your presence. I don't know how to bring change in the way that it happened to Paul. I'm just Pastor Dan. Because sometimes we feel like, you know, we've got to do big things to make big things happen. I just put that before God. And He said, don't worry, I'm the one who brings the change. I'm the one who stirs the spirit. I'm the one who calls out to people and invites them to respond to me. I'm the one who does great things. You just draw from the well with joy. You just draw from that well of deep salvation that brings change with joy. So, Father, I just want to draw from your well of salvation this morning. I know I can say you are my strength, you are my song, you are my salvation. But Lord, I don't just want to repeat well-known verses and say things you've been saying for years to stir my faith, to increase my love. What I'm asking for, Lord, is a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation. I'm asking to know your ways intimately. Help me to see things that have never been seen before, because your spirit is stirring something in my heart. Lord, in Ephesians 1, you say, Paul wrote, but you said it to us. You said, hope will flood our hearts. You want an imprint, an image of your glory on our hearts that we can't shake off and never forget. May we be like the elders around your throne who see a new perspective every time they lift their eyes up to you. And then fall down and say, God, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy. May we be a church that exalts you because you are holy. So Lord, I give you my praise this morning. I give you my heart and I say, you are Lord. And I turn my face to you and I behold you. If there's one thing, Lord, will you give us wisdom and revelation? I'm going to ask Bernadine just to minister with the piano. If you can just put out your hands and just stand in awe of God and allow Him to just display His splendor as He floods our hearts.
Listening to the Sermon of the Week. Remember to visit our website at www.revivalministry.co.za where you can sign up to receive more of these powerful messages.